This is VOA News. I'm Connor McNeil. Four members of the Chinese military were charged with hacking into the credit reporting agency Equifax and getting personal information for nearly half of all Americans back in 2017. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Attorney General William Barr says China is consistently stealing from the U.S., whether it's technology, trade secrets, or something else.
For years, we have witnessed China's voracious appetite for the personal data of Americans.
The hackers are part of the People's Liberation Army, an arm of the Chinese military. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch acknowledges there's little chance of them coming to the U.S. for trial.
But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The hackers got names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and driver's licenses of about 10 million. I'm Julie Walker.
China's Hubei province reported another 100-plus deaths from coronavirus Monday, pushing the death toll past 1,000. Officials say there are now nearly 43,000 confirmed cases of the virus across the country. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Britain declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health after reporting four new cases on Monday, bringing the number of confirmed British cases to eight. Health Minister Matt Hancock's declaration gives the government more power to isolate people to keep the virus from spreading. The center of the outbreak is China's Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. China's central bank is making $43 billion available to help businesses involved in fighting the epidemic. Health experts say the spread may ease in warm weather when people get out of doors and are not in such close contact with each other. But this is a new strain of coronavirus, and some of the experts believe it is too soon to say if spring and summer will kill it off.